This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is away. Nearly every political convention is usually about one candidate or perhaps the ticket, the candidate for president as well as the vice president. But at the 2008 Democratic Convention that begins today, many of the delegates who were supposed to be electing that person are still, well, they're still supporting former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Our political director, Andrea Bernstein, is in Denver, and she's been talking to many of those supporters. Good morning, Andrea, and how are they feeling?
Good morning, Adora. You know, it's a real range of emotions. I mean, there are very few people who are here that are actually still plan to make a stand for Hillary Clinton. And in fact, she's having a meeting on Wednesday with her delegates at the Colorado Convention Center in which she's going to say that she's formally releasing them. And last night I was talking to some delegates, some Hillary Clinton supporters, and everybody was trying to figure out what that meant, that they were being released. But pretty much all of them felt like Hillary Clinton didn't want to make some defiant stand here, that didn't want to be how she wraps this all up, but that she wants to be seen as somebody who is going along with the party. And as a matter of fact, just about a little over an hour from now, she will be addressing the New York delegation. And she's expected to make this theme that we are here, she will say to the delegates, to elect Barack Obama. That's what this is about. And even though she's been saying this throughout the summer, even though she said it when she conceded her presidency, you should support Barack Obama, there still seem to be some people who haven't heard that. And she is making room to have lots of opportunities in Denver to try and make that argument. And we'll see by the end of the week how effective she's been.
Andrea, Politico.com is reporting this notion that Hillary Clinton staff is creating a 40-member whip team at the Democratic convention. You heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard that such a thing exists. I have not met a lot of delegates who plan to make a stand on the floor. And last night, I spent a little bit of time with the New York delegation, of course, one of the most diehard Hillary Clinton delegations. And there were people in the New York delegation who said, you know, coming here to Denver, now I see that, you know, there's this big group of us that did want Hillary Clinton to be here. But there were other people who said, it's over. The primary campaign is over. And the task now is to defeat Senator McCain. So, I mean, there's this sort of interesting dynamic because so many people did come here. Almost half the delegates came here wanting Hillary Clinton to be president and pledged as Hillary Clinton delegates, which is an unprecedented situation in modern history. On the other hand, there is this overwhelming sentiment this year among the Democratic Party that they really do want to win back the White House. They feel that this country is in a very bad way because of the war, because of the economy, because of constitutional rights. So there are these two conflicting sentiments between some people who think maybe this isn't the person we wanted to carry that banner and other people who say, look, you know, this is the nominee. He won. Let's get with the program.
And really to encourage and enforce that, which is what Politico is reporting, is that this whip team is basically so that Hillary Clinton staffers will go around and make sure that none of her supporters embarrass her with any anti-Obama demonstration. So clearly Hillary Clinton wanting things to go as smoothly as possible this week at the convention. I want to remind folks, Andrea Bernstein will be in Denver all week providing reports on air, and also check out thetakeaway.org for some of your blogging. Andrea, thanks for being with us.
I'll check in with you tomorrow and let you know how it all began.
Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway political director, reporting from Denver.